Hi, John. My name is Edward Chima. I've written the book, Ed's Odyssey, How I Met Buddha and the Aliens. And thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome, Ed, and it's really great to talk to you. And this is really interesting. Actually, new data showing a quarter of people in the UK believe in aliens, and one in 10 believe that aliens have already visited the Earth. I'm going to be completely honest with you. From the start, I'm a little bit skeptical. I mean, maybe it's I haven't actually experienced that. Are you finding that, when you talk about your experiences, which we'll come on to in a bit, people are kind of how are people reacting to that?
Well, this has been going on for about 6 years for me now. When it first started, John, I was careful kind of not to share it with anyone really. I was just experiencing it, and I would work out which people were okay for me to share it to.
How did you work that
And
out? How did you kind of decide, this person's okay?
well, I think I know. So I'm a hairdresser. I have a lot of clients, and I've got a lot of friends. And they all trust me, and they I just know, like you said, like a quarter of people believe in aliens. One in 10 people have had out-of-body experiences. So that's actually quite a lot of people. So I come across hundreds of people each month. There's a portion of those which I just know internally. It's like my spidey senses just say, yeah, it's okay to go there, but I'll only ever share it with them if I feel it's, important at the time, or whether they'll see a piece of artwork in my salon and go, oh, what was the inspiration behind that, Ed? And then I might share a bit. But I am careful to stick away from mentioning aliens. More what I share about is just that I've been having this extraordinary kind of energetic experiences the last 5 years. I've been getting some visions and what appear to be religious type experiences. I kind of leave it there, and then I sometimes will drop the A-bomb if it's needed.
So you've been having out-of-body experiences since the age of nine. I mean, how did it all start? If you could give us some sort of idea, how did it all begin? How did you
Yeah,
first?
sure. So I'll tell you quickly my first ever experience. I was about 9 years old. I was living in Wiltshire on the Salisbury Plain, and I went out one night to catch some worms to go fishing the next day. There'd been a storm, and I just walked out to this patch of grass opposite my house, and I was looking up at the very clear sky, the Milky Way, thinking, wow, look at that. I feel so small and insignificant but important at the same time. And I suddenly, it's like I snapped out of my body and I went behind myself and up a bit, and I was looking at myself, looking at the stars in a slightly animated kind of filter. And then I saw the Earth spinning around with me on it like a cartoon. And then I imagined and kind of saw all the planets moving around. Everything was like a giant clock. And then I was suddenly back in my body again. I was thinking, wow, what happened then? It was very profound. I'm probably not doing it justice
Yeah.
describing it like that. But I walked inside and I didn't say anything to my mum. And there's not a day gone by since then that I haven't thought about that experience. And then all the big stuff started happening when I was 35. And I immediately went back to that place in my mind, and it was almost like it felt f familiar when the big stuff started happening.
It's interesting you've got that sort of one moment you can define as, a sort of a starting point, that's first experience, and then you sort of see it sort of build from there. Yeah, how sort of often were you having these out of body experiences? You mentioned the one in Salisbury. How sort of often after that were they happening?
Well, so that was when I was very young, and after that, they didn't happen for many years. I went on the journey of life, and then when I was 35, one night they started happening big time. I was lying in bed. Prior to this, I was part of a meditation group where we would just sit for half an hour once a week. I'd been doing that for about a couple of months, once a week. And in those sessions, I was seeing lots of colors. As soon as I'd shut my eyes, I was thinking, well, this is unusual. And then one night, I just shut my eyes and my feet got very hot. My heart got hot. My hands got hot. My head got hot, like kind of 200 degrees hot. It felt like an oven heat. And there was a vibration coupled with that heat that was going up through the gears. I was filled with ecstatic bliss. This is very otherworldly. I don't know anything that comes close to that. And then I saw this big light coming towards me. I was aware of my wife coming in the room halfway through through this. and then it went away, and it was just indescribable. I just couldn't quite put into words. And then the next day, everything changed. I felt energy coming up my head all the time, my hands, my eyesight felt better. I was seeing shadows and light that I couldn't see before. I had a stammer. My voice felt a lot clearer. And then that night, same thing happened again. And pretty much most nights for the last 5 years, I've been kind of across the board psychic phenomena have been happening.
Yeah, and listening to you speak, you know, it's like I haven't experienced anything like this myself. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, yeah, and I guess a lot of people may be thinking, this hasn't happened to me. So, you know, you kind of maybe don't necessarily believe it, or you're a bit skeptical. I suppose that sort of comes up a lot when you sort of talk to people about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, I completely respect that. And to be honest, I was really, not that I was a skeptic, but I never thought this stuff was out there. I never researched any of it. I'd just been through a period of my life where I'd been through great kind of trauma, and I'd done a lot of work on myself for 3 years. I didn't have any, you know, I was very careful. I was no toxins in my body, running, certainly no alcohol. And after this time, this is when this stuff started happening. So it felt almost like, if there was ever a time for this stuff to happen, it would be now. And like I said, I'm a kind of pillar in the community. I've got a lot to lose by sounding crazy. And I'm respected. I'm a father and business owner. And I just had to write this down. I didn't see any other, you know, it almost felt like a disservice to life for not logging this stuff. And I went off and had my brain tested because I knew people would think I'm crazy. And my brain is absolutely wonderful and fine. It really was a curveball to me too, in fact.
Yeah. It's interesting the things that life throws up, and you know what you experienced. And it's interesting, you mentioned going to get your brain tested. I mean, what was actually involved with that? You went to a neurofeedback practitioner. So, I mean, what did they do? How did they test your brain?
That was brilliant. So I went to a woman called Suzanne Temple, who operates in Holland. She's a world-renowned brain researcher, kind of energetic practitioner, and she follows this study called the Awakened Mind Pattern, which was coined by a guy called Max Cade, who was a government nuclear physicist back in the 50s or 60s. I think he was a genius, worked for the government, but his fascination was studying brainwave patterns of supposed psychics and swamis and creatives, and he wanted to know why some people get in what they call the flow state and what can happen within that state. And there are institutes set up in America that study this. NBA teams use it. Many people use it. So I went there to be tested. I had to pay for it. And I said to her the experiences I'm experiencing. And she was like, wow, okay. So she put on the EEG, which is the little suckers on the back of my head.
Yep.
And I sit there, and she's got her computer readout in front of her, and it measures my beta, alpha, theta, and delta brainwave patterns, and also the gamma, which is the main ones. And after, you know, decades of research, they have various mind patterns, like a graphic equalizer shows what we're experiencing in our reality. And as soon as she put the machine on me, she was like, wow, Ed, your alpha line is huge, which the alpha frequency is what's called the meditative line, or the line where people have spiritual experiences. Mine is already huge, just in normal, before I've even gone into meditation. So perhaps that's why I experience what I do. And she measured me, and she was like, Ed, wow. She says, you nearly broke my machine. She said, I've never met anyone that can control the brainwaves like you. She says, you know, I show that awakened mind pattern, but I'm also not controlling it so well. So she gave me some techniques to kind of control the brainwave pattern smoother. And yeah, she was blown away by it. And then I came back to the UK, and I did it again with a guy from Brain Train UK, a guy called Stuart Black. And again, he was like, wow, Ed, we've mapped the guy who did the writer of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who's supposedly a creative genius. And he says, you've got so much going on in there. so that it's been a really interesting journey, just seeing these scientists
Yeah, it's
and getting
fascinating.
validation.
Yeah, when you say get the validation when you can put sort of some sort of science behind it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and just sort of thinking a bit about sort of going back to the the public's perception of aliens and out-of-body experiences. Maybe people listening to this will be like, yeah, this can't be true, kind of dismiss it straight away. Do you think that
Yeah.
society, maybe we need to open up conversation more and kind of not dismiss it straight away?
Well, yeah, I think the fact that I'm here speaking to you today is a good start in that. I respect everyone's opinion, and aliens and energy, this is such a big out there subject. It's, it is like a kind of a, just an unobtainable thing, and an unbelievable thing.
It's the unknown,
And
isn't it? You don't necessarily, many people may not have experienced it. They don't know. They can't kind of get their head around it. So therefore, they think it can't be.
well, exactly. It's such an unknown thing, but it's becoming more talked about now. And I think in 10 years' time, it will probably be, normal that people experience these things and to hear about it. It's just part of the evolution of consciousness, I believe, without sounding too technical. And but as well, like, I completely respect people's opinions, and it's I'm just a normal guy that started experiencing these things, so I just ha I had to write it
Yeah,
down.
you have to. Yeah,
Yeah.
because otherwise, as you say, it would be such a shame and such a tragedy if
Oh,
things
I wouldn't be
weren't.
able to sleep at
Yeah,
night if I didn't,
exactly.
Yeah.
So the book Ed's Odyssey: How I Met Buddha and the Aliens, covering your experience as a small child living in the Tower of London for 5 years. I'm gonna have to ask about that quickly.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. So I was very fortunate enough to, well, my dad worked very hard his whole life, and he got offered a job as the governor of the Tower of London and keeper of the jewel house. So we got to live in Queen's House in the Tower of London for 5 years. It was extraordinary. My bedroom was actually the room where Anne Boleyn was supposedly kept the last 16 days of her life. Henry VIII built the house. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I will always be thankful for my dad and, historic royal palaces and just this country for having that kind of monument then, and letting people live inside it that work there.
Yes,
It was
literally
like going
bringing
home
history,
to a movie set.
and bringing history to life as well. It makes it
Yeah,
sound.
absolutely. I mean, every time I walked o over the drawbridge type thing and to home, I had to pinch myself, really.
Amazing. So yeah, we can read all about your life story and a fascinating life it sounds so far for you. Overcoming addiction, starting a family, and going into business. So your life journey with the out of body experiences and everything else
Yeah.
going on as well.
And yeah, there's lots in the book about my journey and how I came to experience what I do was through overcoming some pr pretty major stuff, and just really working on myself, and then I find myself here writing this book. Yeah.
There you go. Your life. I mean, maybe I can make a movie about your life one day. Would you reckon?
My friends have said that. My friends have said that. No, I'm just glad of the opportunity to share it.
So, how do we get hold of your book?
The Amazon, it's on ebook and paperback. I've just started Insta e dot Cima CIMA. The book was meant for a dusty attic for my relatives to come across. So the fact I'm here talking to you is just great.